Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
I know that the best way to deal with, I was told, to deal with anything that somebody evil have done bad things to me, and they were, because my life has been very difficult. Back has been very tragic, but I'm still staying positive to go after my dreams. And I do believe in forgiveness, but for certain incidents that happened to me at this stage of my life, I cannot forgive. I don't think I ever will, but I think I will have to forgive in my own way eventually. But more importantly, I cannot let the anger or the atrocity control me. I will have to move on. So I will have to forgive in some way, but I can't forgive these individuals what they did to me. Here's some of the things. These individuals have targeted me. They said they used my songs, my material to get samples on rap songs, rock songs, etc. They had no permission to use my material. They have no permission to do what they did. They may have bought homes in the area, Pasadena, whatever. They may have bought homes in the valley, whatever. There is no forgiveness. I can't come near these people. I don't want nothing to do with these people who've done this. Yes, I had to file a lawsuit to get for copyright infringement. If, you know, the evidence comes out. Again, when I say this, these are allegations. But they said this, you know, in my area. I did not write my song for someone to step on me. And I did not write my song for someone to take my dream away. I came out here for L.A. I spent so many years going for it, and to hear somebody who didn't earn it, who didn't write, who don't do anything but steal, try to take advantage of it, that's not right. They didn't earn it. They don't deserve to be in the industry, in the music industry or any type of industry that deals with artistic creations if they don't have the talent. And to steal is like robbing a bank. It's evil. It's no forgiveness. What I would like to do, the only way for me to forgive is that I get back every dime that they took from any stealing of the song of these allegations, and they go to prison for it. They are a thief, a criminal, a psychopath, and it is no forgiveness. I can't let it control me. I will have to move on. I can't let the hate, anger control me of what they may have done. What I have to do is just try to file a lawsuit and try to get them put in prison because what they did was so evil. It is no excuse. I cannot forgive something like that. Going all these years, all my life, and then some ignorant, dangerous, deranged loser who have no talent or nothing. And I have no business being in the industry because they don't have no talent to write or sing or do anything. But still, there is no way I could just say, oh, go forgive. I did learn with trauma, people suffer from trauma like me. One thing I learned a long time ago, you don't have to forgive. That's up to each individual to make that choice. It's understandable. But the right thing to deal with is that whether you forgive or not, don't let the anger control you. You have to try to move on. I can't let it control my life. I can't think about that person. I'm going to stay away from people like that for the rest of my life. But for those individuals who did that, they need to be prosecuted. Until then, I can't forgive. I had to give back every dime that they stole. Because I do believe in karma. But with karma, I had to let God take over. And God wants me to find some way to let go of this until it won't control me. And I will. And I have. I got to continue to go for my dreams. Hang around good people, and stay away from these people, lowlifes, forever. I can't hang around with no dangerous criminal, no thief in any way, shape, or form, regardless of where they come from, for eternity. They hurt people. There is no forgiveness if they stole my song or sampled it or anything. It is no way. Identity theft or whatever these allegations, they belong in prison. I hope I'm on. Okay. Well, anyway, I'm calling back into the show. I had something, but the object is forgiveness. I can't forgive. There's no way. There is no way. The other thing that I'm dealing with is, you know, I have people come around me, target me for a very long time. They were up to no good. These are perverts and criminals living in my building 18 years ago. That is so atrocities. Because of these individuals, I have suffered a lot. And from the nearby center, I don't know why they come over here. I don't know. Okay? Is that I think it's a severe illness that they have. So in that sense, I can understand, but it's no forgiveness what they've done. Something's wrong with the society if they allow a crazy person to come over here that long. I should be, you know, nobody should go to my 18 years who they don't know or try to hinder me over whatever. This includes people from my hometown, Barry County. I heard David close. I don't want nothing to do with him. I'm not his friend. I was never his friend or anybody who come over here from my hometown or even who have not talked to me. They are dangerous. In some instances, I can't forgive because I thought society, this county, should lock these people up in prison or a hospital. They are evil. Because they have some conspiracy against me simply because who I am. And I told you before, it is too hard to be an African-American person in the society, L.A., New York, no matter. One reason is because of racism in general by whites or the general racism. And I suffer that here. The other reason, particular reason, is the other African-American criminals. There's too many African-Americans killing or robbing, harassing other African-Americans. Whether they don't know them or not. And that is, you know, it's not just in South Central. It's everywhere. And I was unfortunate. If I was a white person, I would never have gone through this. But it's no forgiveness. They have done so much evil behavior. They have made up lies to schools I applied in the past. They have made up lies ID theft, and jobs and so on. These are evil people. If they want a little home, I'm sure they got a home in wherever they are. They should have moved on back in 2002. I am not going to hang out with a deranged, dangerous person who can't move on. If you're thinking about me being famous or something like that, that is no excuse for being deranged to go 18, 19 years. You need to be locked up. I ain't going to comment on about it anymore because it's insane. I can't get over something like that. This society should lock that trash up on those Orlando long time ago. But my stance is, as again, I read that you don't have to forgive. Some people can't forgive that they lost somebody. They can't. They suffered. Tremendous tragedy. I can't forgive either. However, if you forgive, good for you because you release it. It's your way to deal with it. I will have to find. I ain't gonna let it control me. I just have to move on. These people need to be locked up in a mental hospital or prison. They are not somebody I can deal with. As I said before, I learned this when I was young. I had so many obstacles in dealing with deranged, nosy, dangerous people. jealous of me because I'm trying to succeed or to education or be a lawyer, or jealous of me because I'll be a law degree and try to manipulate my music or hinder me from being a successful person. That's no forgiveness for that. They're outside right now. I hear them all the time. They should have never came over here. There is no way I would be open-minded to that trash. They're evil, and society is wrong. I can't forgive the cops having locked them up a long time ago. But I have to move on. I just stay safe. I stand away from these people for the rest of my life. That's one reason why I wanted them to get in law school, because this trash stalking me. They should have had better laws and have a lawyer to put these trash in prison. They hurt innocent people who have dreams. And that's how it is. They hurt innocent people who have dreams like me. It's no way I can forgive. Forgive? How? This man and woman keep coming over here with this deranged, all those drugs in their system. You think I'm hanging around with a drug addict or a criminal who don't know how to respect boundaries? You out of your damn mind. Been in prison so many times, come from coming over here looking at me as some victim. Listen, I know what a sociopath is like. They're sociopaths. Why they keep coming over here? And why the hell have locked that ass, that trash up? Even if you're from Buffalo, if I knew you a long time ago, you should have never came out here. You're out here, you need to stay away permanently. There is no way I could forgive you. This is all that pain and suffering I went. There's no way I could forget. Oh, overlook it. And then how evil out their mouths. It's like, I don't deserve to make it. I don't deserve to make it. I don't deserve to make it in the industry. I don't deserve to make it in the industry. I spent several decades doing it. That in itself is evil. That's a cycle. That's what a sociopath would do. But as I said before, including my dad's situation, my aunt got a settlement probably and went down to Georgia. How can you forget that? I have no closure of my dad's death. He got murdered in the hospital. She's down there in Georgia in a nice home. So that's it. I don't know what happened. There's no forgiveness. But I can't let it control me. I have to move on. Good day, good night from Dove Knight.